This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell is, as regular listeners know, a man of many, many talents. Today it was consumers. Yesterday he did a bank earnings setup piece for us. We got them this morning, those earnings. We did. Wall Street did quite fine, thank you very much, January through March. But how much money they are making isn't the only measure of how healthy those banks are. We've also got some new data on how much money they are borrowing from the Federal Reserve. Less is the answer. And as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, that is good news for the moment.
After a Silicon Valley bank failed last month, the Fed sprang into action to make sure banks had plenty of money, offering loans from its traditional backstop, known as the discount window, and creating a new lending program.
So the Federal Reserve, we have to remember, is the lender of last resort.
Myra Rodriguez-Valladares is managing principal of MRV Associates. She says over the past few weeks, banks have been borrowing less from the Fed.
So the fact that they are now borrowing less means that they're trying to get back to normal.
Trying is the operative word here. Krishna Guha, vice chair of Evercore ISI, says new central bank data shows banks borrowed about $9 billion less from the Fed in the week ending April 12th. But the Fed still lent them about $139 billion, way more than normal.
So this is certainly not business as usual.
Guha says tracking the bank's borrowing from the Fed is kind of like taking their vital signs. He says banks are like a patient who had a heart attack in March.
The patient is still not in good shape and will be, I think, debilitated at a minimum for quite some time to come.
Guha thinks we're headed for a chronic condition where Fed lending to banks doesn't increase, but banks are still under stress. John Canavan is seeing the same thing. He's lead analyst at Oxford Economics, and he thinks banks will be reluctant to lend out any extra cash they have on hand.
They put their hand on a hot stove. They're not going to be so quick to move back towards that stove.
Canavan says if we fall into a recession later this year, banks will pull back from lending even more, even though they'll still have the Fed backstopping them. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.